thank His Highness for his statement. And unfortunately, I am being called to deliver another address and participate in another UN forum. So my able Secretary of State, John Kerry, will be taking the chair. I want to say to my friends, the leaders of Kenya, Bulgaria, and Moldova, as well as I see my good friend Stephen Harper from Canada and other heads of state, we very much welcome your commitment and your participation in this forum. And I want to thank the entire Security Council for the seriousness with which we've tackled this problem. I will note that it is very rare where the United Nations achieves the kind of consensus that we see represented in this resolution. And I think if you look at all the statements that have been made today, several themes stand out. Number one, that the brand of violent extreme terrorism that is represented by ISIL is something that must be rejected by all of us in the civilized world. Number two, that in addition to militarily dealing with the challenges, we are also going to have to change hearts and minds. And that requires a wide range of strategies. And this resolution commits each of us to find tools to counter the radicalization that can lead to the recruitment of young people who obviously we want taking a better path in life. I want to reaffirm that the United States will be committed not simply to a military approach, but that we also are deeply committed to working with every single country that's prepared to cooperate in making sure that the scourge of terrorism and the use of foreign fighters for perverted ambitions is thwarted, and that we are going to make sure that we reach out to each of you individually to find out how we can be helpful and cooperative with you. I will just repeat what I said at the outset of this Security Council meeting, though. Resolutions alone will not be enough. Lofty rhetoric, good intentions are not enough. We are going to have to translate words into deeds. But given the seriousness with which all of us have made our presentations here today, I'm confident that, in fact, we can succeed, that we can drain the sources of the kind of extreme radicalization that we've been seeing, that as a consequence and with the help of political resolutions of conflicts in the Middle East and North Africa, we can arrive at a situation in which all of our young people, rather than resorting to violence and suicide bombings, can be confident about getting a good education and seeking opportunity and raising families and living in peace. So I just want to say thank you to all of you for your outstanding contributions to this very, very important and historic effort.